Thanks, Andy, for joining us on This Club Is My Club. So we've had some exciting news this week. Can you divulge a little more about where we are?
We've had some fantastic news this week, Ben, and that's the signing of the lease on the ground. It's been a long time coming. We've had to spend a lot of time making sure that we get the legal agreements right and all the funding agreements right. Finally, on Tuesday, we were able to sign the lease. We're now able to talk to the contractors about firming up a start and site date. One of the first elements is to create the entrance to the site to meet our obligation to the and promise to the community that the site traffic will be going in off Lightbound Road. We've got to issue notices to the Highways Authority to be able to open up a new entrance onto the site. Those notices have now been served. The clock's ticking on those.
Right.
And we're looking to begin work in a couple of weeks' time.
So the last time you were on this show, you said it's one of them things, it's a mañana, always the next day. This now...
The clock is now ticking. It is actually happening. Yeah, it's quite exciting, really. We're I don't know what we're going to do with ourselves when we've actually got a real date to start aiming for. So, a couple of weeks' time, the highways engineers will be going on to create the entrance, and then very shortly after that, the contractors will be going on site to begin the work. We just hope that the weather holds for us, because clearly starting a build at this time of the year is not as good as it would be starting earlier in the year.
Fans of Grand Designs know that all too well.
They do. People who live in Manchester know that all too well.
And what's the time frame then? Are we looking at if the weather is fine?
We've got a 44 week build. That's the build program that's winning the contract. Obviously, once we get started on site and once we start to get the build out of the ground, we'll have a proper understanding about the end date. 44 weeks just about gets us to next August.
Yeah.
But we're having conversations with the contractors about bits that we might be able to speed up. One of the things we can't do is open the ground half built.
Right.
The planning permission obligates us to completing the whole of the build before we can occupy. So we've got to talk to the contractors about how we might be able to do that.
Where does that leave us with current ground sharing arrangements with people the likes of Bury and Stalybridge? Are we going to have them just to make sure, maybe a short-term thing? Or?
Well, the way we're approaching this is to get our completion date first. Yeah. Clearly, we want to be in the ground at the start of the season. That's our target, and that's the conversations we've got to have now. We will obviously have to have contingent conversations with others, whether that be Bury and Stalybridge or somebody else. But next year, we will be playing football in our own ground.
And this is I'm not going to say the word journey. Oh wait, I just did. This journey has taken a hell of a long time, and you've been right at the forefront of it, pretty much. How does it feel now that we've actually there's light at the end of the tunnel with it?
Oh, I feel very proud, really, that we've been able to get to this point. You know, the support we've received from our own fans has allowed us to bring additional funding in from grant-giving bodies and the City Council. And it's the strength and resilience of this football club, the members and the supporters of this football club, that's allowed us to do that. You know, we're in tough economic times, and every penny counts in every household. And yet, we've been able to raise over £2 million, you know, 1.75 million in community shares, and, you know, another £500,000 plus cash in donations. And it's a staggering amount of money when you think that we've got something less than 3,000 adult members. We've got over, nearly 3,500 members total, but 400 or 500 of those are juniors. Something short of 3,000 adult members. And virtually half of them have put money in the community shares. The average investment in the community shares is over £1,200. It's mind-blowing, really. What's really exciting about that is that if we can do that at this small football club, it shows what can be done across the game. We can have a continuing influence over transforming the game of football. That's what we're about. It's not just about FC United. This is about finding a better way for football. And doing it for ourselves is the best way of showing other people that it's possible. There's so many people sit around, whether it be football fans or people generally in society complaining about politicians. People sit around and complain and moan. We don't. We get things done.
Thanks, Andy, for joining us.